Hello, Ed Bell with you. You're listening to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Coming up on the program, Rick Katz talks about the success of the Miami Jazz Co-op. We welcome our new contributor, Diego Saldana Rojas, with his report about Fort Lauderdale's Fat Village Art District. Chef Norman Van Aken brings us a word on food, and our arts calendar features Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Now, our classical contributor, Charles Greenfield, tells us all about Miami's new 21st Century Chamber Ensemble.
The New Deco Ensemble is a Miami-based 21st Century Chamber Orchestra that presents work from all musical genres in collaborative performances. Our goal is to help grow Miami's culture and strengthen its artistic voice, says Sam Hyken, Artistic Director and co-founder of New Deco Ensemble. Our concept of marrying intimate performances of nationally recognized artists of popular genres with a small orchestra has never been done before in terms of a series of concerts. Hyken is on the faculty at the University of Miami's Frost School of Music, a performer on trumpet, producer, arranger, and composer. Hyken co-founded New Deco Ensemble with Giacomo Bairos, a Miami native, who is the musical director of the Amarillo Symphony Orchestra. New Deco Ensemble was a recipient of a 2014 Arts Challenge for $75,000 from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. The group also provides leadership in genre-bending musical exploration to create new hybrids of musical expression. On April 4th, New Deco Ensemble performed a program that included American Symphony by Adam Schoenberg, The Way Through by Chris Rogerson, Mass and Machines by Paul Dooley, and Daft Punk Suite by Sam Hyken, with special collaboration featuring Afro Beta. New Deco Ensemble's outreach will focus on underserved areas of South Florida, including Perrine, Homestead, and Florida City. The New Deco Ensemble has its residence in the Lightbox at Goldman Warehouse in Wynwood. Recently, I spoke to Sam Hyken and Giacomo Bairos about New Deco Ensemble, its recent concert, and upcoming events and projects. Sam Hyken and Giacomo Bairos, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Giacomo, give us a brief summary of your musical background and what led to forming New Deco. I hear you're from Homestead.
Yes, I'm a very, very proud native of Homestead, Florida, and a very proud product of what was the education system at the time when I was coming up in the ranks down there. I had a great middle school program down at Homestead Middle and a great program at Homestead Senior High, and led me on to the Interlochen Arts Academy, where I was a tuba player going to art school there, which ultimately took me to Juilliard, where I did my bachelor's. After some years of playing in orchestras around the world, including Singapore, which was my last professional orchestra I was a permanent member of, I began a conducting career and started to put on concerts on my own in Singapore and had a really good time trying to do different sort of projects, and it led me to the Peabody Conservatory, where I studied with Gustav Meyer conducting, orchestral conducting. Sam and I have been friends for a long, long, long time. We've known each other since the times when I was with the Singapore Symphony, and we always had an idea to do something special in Miami. Since I was from here, I always wanted to give back to my community, and since he was now living here, we thought this was the perfect opportunity to do something very special.
Sam, tell us about your musical arc.
I was raised in the New York, New Jersey area. I, like Giacomo, did my undergrad at bachelor's at the Juilliard School. From there, I went to the Royal Academy of Music in London, where I did a postgraduate diploma. I then, like Giacomo, got membership into the Singapore Symphony. We were actually on trial the exact same week there.
We got
the job on the same day in Singapore.
Wow.
And
yeah. Serendipitous.
Very much. As I was a member of the Singapore Symphony, I went to the Verbier Festival, where I met Michael Tilson Thomas. He was conducting American in Paris, and we connected right away, and I realized I had to go to Miami and come to Miami to work with him. And I was a member of the New World Symphony for 3 years. from there, decided that my interests were no longer just in trumpet. And so I decided to go to the University of Miami for the media writing and production program, where I learned how to arrange, compose, produce, kind of get chops in a lot of different aspects of the music industry. And really, since then, I've been working not just as a trumpet player, but as a composer, an arranger, a producer. I'm composer in residence with the Miami Symphony. I've had my music played all over the country and world by orchestras like the St. Louis Symphony, the Detroit Symphony, the Dallas Symphony, even the Simon Bolivar Orchestra in Venezuela. And all these different skills have led to Giacomo and I wanting to create an ensemble of our own here in Miami, one that's very eclectic and uses not just aspects of classical music, but commercial music as well.
Well, let's talk a little more specifically. The mission statement of New Deco Ensemble, the press kit says you're presenting various styles of music, art, and media collaborations in both traditional and alternative concert venues. What does this mean?
Our mission is to present innovative concert experiences, comprehensive educational programming. We want to be a vehicle for collaboration throughout the community, connecting local artists of all kinds and all mediums and genres to one another. And we also want to provide leadership in what we call genre-bending musical exploration.
Well, we can talk about genre bending a little in a moment or two, but I want to get back to Giacomo.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit what led you to approach the Knight Foundation and explain the grant process briefly.
Oh, well, they, as we all know, are an incredible philanthropic foundation here in South Florida and across the nation. And we knew that they would be supportive of new ideas that were trying to better the community. And one of the main aspects of our grant proposal was, what can we give back to South Florida? That's always been a dream of mine. It's been a dream of my parents of mine. How can I come back down to South Florida, give back what it has given to me now that I've traveled the world and I have an international career as a conductor? And the Knight Foundation was this great way to sort of ask for their help for the seed of this idea. And so when we put the program together, of course, we had these concerts that were going to be eclectic, that were going to be exciting, that were going to be performed by classically trained South Florida musicians, which there are a whole bunch of good ones doing a bunch of different things. But Miami, while it's going through the cultural renaissance it's going through, didn't have a chamber orchestra like this, didn't have an ensemble that focused primarily on newer and living composers and arrangements like what Sam does, which are phenomenal. And I've done his arrangements around the country with orchestras all over. Somewhere in between that balance, there wasn't, we have the New World Symphony, we have Cleveland Orchestra comes down, there's all these things that are going on down here, but there was never really a chamber orchestra dedicated, created here in Miami that could do these cool things. So when we thought about it, we knew that we wanted to give back by doing education and outreach, and so we kind of put the whole package together, and the Knight Foundation was extremely supportive.
Well, Sam, your publicity mentions leadership in genre bending, musical exploration to create new hybrids of musical expression. Why don't you elaborate a bit on that and also tell us what the size of an ensemble is, from what to what?
Our ensemble ranges to about 25 at our max. We knew that there's a segment of the audience that we're trying to reach that had never been to a classical music concert. So we wanted to provide music that may be not accessible, but a bit more familiar. So in our first concert, one of the pieces that we featured was music of Daft Punk, which is an arrangement that I did. And we also featured a collaboration with Miami's electronic duo Afro Beta, who's played at the Ultra Music Fest, not to mention other festivals around the country. So we feel that these kinds of expressions of more modern sounds could bring in new audiences.
Giacomo, genre bending. I'm a little confused.
Yeah. Well, one of the things about genre bending is that we knew we had a great way to get people who've never been to a symphony concert into the building. We feel that by cross-pollinating our music with the music of, let's say, Daft Punk, which Sam made an arrangement of, or a local Miami group called Afro Beta, which is a great electronic music group, we felt if we can mix that in with some of Sam's amazing arrangements, then we could get people in the community excited about something new and fresh, and ultimately have them understand how important it is our classical music traditions are that will eventually bring them into the symphony hall. So we wanted a space where people who've never been to the symphony can come in, understand how incredible this live music, how palpable and moving it can be, but also using Afro Beta and these new artists to kind of combine that and get people excited.
Sam, tell us about your plans with Giacomo about New Deco Ensemble.
The reaction since our April 4th debut and the concert we just did with Bang on a Can All-Stars has been tremendous. We're going to be doing 3 self-produced concerts next year at the Lightbox. The first, which is on September 25th, and then on September 26th.
Yeah, and we have a whole season that we're planning out, and we're also exploring some new venues across Miami, including the North Miami Beach Band Show, which we're very excited about, and also some very special projects and chamber music projects in the meantime. So we're off and running. We're excited about it. The reaction's been fantastic, and we're just so thrilled to present this back in Miami, our hometown.
Sam Hyken and Giacomo Bairos, thank you for attending South Florida Arts Beat.
Oh, thanks so much for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Really appreciate it.
The New Deco Ensemble, under the leadership of Sam Hyken and Giacomo Bairos, has brought up fascinating questions for South Florida. Namely, what direction should classical music take in the years to come? And how can popular music be integrated into classical music so that each maintains its own integrity? These questions remain to be answered, but so far the prospect looks promising. For more information on New Deco Ensemble, visit their website at new-deco.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.